is really the Hurricane of Mine has always been a popular spot, I think. They did have a swimming pool there many years ago, but that was actually ruined by the old butter factory, I think it was up to Frankley Road, and the fire brigade used to have their annual picnics out there. It was quite a popular sort of.
At the Hurutoki?
Yes, the Hurutoki. And they gave us help cleaning it out, but they used swimming pool part out on one or two occasions. And we had quite a few caravan parks there at one time. But we did have areas for the tennis court, quite a strong tennis club. And we reserved an area for the future development, which has now been developed. That was, you could call it foresight, but it's good, sensible planning is to make these reservations rather than try, for instance, the netball courts at Waiwakaia. The original plans for that included bowling greens and croquet courts as well. Well, nowadays, with the establishment and the desire to get as many girls together as possible, it wouldn't have been feasible if we'd put bowling greens or croquet courts in there. And we were able to get a little bit of reserve for further down for off-street parking of cars. But we used most of it for the football.
Mm.
And even the backpackers, they had a building there was built with the help of the Fitzroy Rotary Club, and they shifted off Frankley Road, off Clinton Street actually, and that's where they operate from at the present time. There's a walk up the Waimea stream there too from Clawdon Street going up. It's another streamside walk. And the Mangatuku stream comes down through from Rotokeri Domain. And this reserves all alongside here. Some of the individual ones have been planted up. Some of them are still being grazed by horses.
Mm.
And they'll all be incorporated, I would think, in walkways or planted areas in the future.
What about the redwoods out at near Ahuahu Road? What is the?
Oh, that's Lucy's Gully.
Lucy's Gully. Was that actually in your area?
No. So that's Crown land. It's part of the Carmine Range and Egmont National Park. I've been out there and consulted at times about different projects, but I think it's controlled by the Commissioner of Crown Lands. Those are major controls.
Mm.
Ferratuzu Centennial Park was actually set up at the time of the Centennial. When I came, I felt there was a desire, I was at advisory capacity to the Centennial Park, to extend that. So we could get access to the beach. Otherwise, you just had to go straight down that. Get nice and fresh and then climb back up to the top, spire, and get covered in black sand as well. So I developed it was a surf club building and changing facility at the foot of the mouth of the Hurricane Stream, where they could actually take an emergency vehicle right along the sand at low tide or half tide. But the vandals destroyed that building completely. And we built it as tough as we could build it with reinforcing concrete most of it. But it was, I suppose, just the writing and that part of it that offended people mostly, and it led to its final removal.
Mm-hmm.
But the recommendation was that it would be extended to the idea that this would be part of the scenic drive, and that ultimately we'd be able to drive along or near the foreshore for right across the Sphinx of the city. That's for driving, and then, and of course, there's the walkway, which was developed in some places by the parks, but mostly I think it's come in more since my time.
Mm.
We were concerned more with controlling the sea and getting seawalls and to protect in the more vulnerable areas in those days.
It's a continuing problem.
Yes, I know. I was just looking out from here, but I was down at the mouth of the Waiwakaia the other day, and I still feel that a very good big breakwater out there would probably help to develop or improve the beach right along to Fitzroy.
Mm.
Or to come down here and put one out where this reef used to be farmland.
Mm.
Again, would probably help the development of the foreshore. But it's been a big money and large quantities of boulders, that sort of thing.
Mm.
Some of it will come in due course.
Well, I think we should just leave it there for today. And you've been really busy, and I know you're going to be busy again tomorrow. You're going up to Pukihiti, aren't you? It's a nice day.
Yes.
So I think if we leave that now, and if I can ring you up sometime, because we haven't even touched on your involvement on Pukihiti, so perhaps I can ring you up when you get home and do a recording over the phone, if you'd be agreeable. But how about that?
I don't mind. You have to take me as you find me from day to day now. As I say, I live from one day to the next now. I never know when I might pack up and be away. With a bit of luck, I might reach 90, but I have quite the same interest in life now as I've lost all life. Almost lost it.
Right, we'll finish off there.